It is God's plan for every man or woman to be blessed by working hard and providing for themselves and their families. Can you say amen? So today this is a study of Jesus' parable of the talents. Sometimes I like to just preach the parables because they really tell you how to be successful in life. You see, we're all God's creations, and Jesus tells us what God expects from every one of us. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." You see, everything we have belongs to God. Everything, including our talents, our abilities, our strength, even the breath we breathe came from God. And every dime we have really belongs to God. And if you don't believe it, when you check out, just remember you're going to leave everything behind because it doesn't belong to you. We are just stewards of what God has given us. And that's what we see here in this great parable, the parable of the talents. Verse 15, "And to one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey." In God's eyes, there's no little people, big people, little shots, big shots. It's just we're his kids, and he assigns things to us, and he expects us to do the best we can with what we have. And when we do the best we can with what we have, God can take that, even that one talent, and multiply it greatly. But we need to have our mind made up. We're going to obey him and serve him. And immediately this man went on a journey. Everything we have belongs to him, but he trusted, this Lord trusted his goods to his servants, and the Lord has trusted his goods to us. Verse 16, "Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents." And this parable today is probably more relevant than it was when Jesus told it. We're living a day when we need this parable. God has designed man to work and be productive and competitive. This is what makes him fulfilled and happy. You're not fulfilled and happy just sitting around sipping on tea or coffee or anything else. What makes us happy is fulfilling the call of God on our lives and doing something that God has designed for us to do. And as you see it coming about, it gives you a sense of worth like nothing else. You can create. You can do great things. Some have the ability to handle more than others. God called me to pastor this church. I spent about 3 months explaining to him why I couldn't come here and start a church because I didn't have the talent and the ability. He finally just told me to shut up and go. I know it's not considered polite to tell people to shut up, but I'm pretty sure God has told me to shut up several times. Our secular universities demand equity. Everyone is to have the same thing, no matter how talented they are and how hard they work. Verse 17, "And likewise, he who had received two talents gained two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid the Lord's talent," or hid the Lord's money. How many of you know that Jesus told this parable for a reason? He's telling you how to be fulfilled in life and how to live the best life. Find something to do and do it with all your might. Produce something, create something, make something happen, and you'll feel fulfilled, and you will be fulfilled because you're doing what you're designed to do. In the end, we will be judged partly on our work and accomplishments because laziness and idleness are not rewarded. Income inequality is unavoidable because of different abilities and different work ethics. It's just automatic in a free society where people are free. Amen. Jesus had no problem with income inequality. That is why he told the parable of the talents. There's nothing wrong with having more than others, but we're responsible to God for everything we have. And we who have a little more than others, we're commanded to help those who are less fortunate than we are. That's God's way of taking care of it. Advanced math is being outlawed in school today because everyone is being required to be mediocre. You'll never be fulfilled in life being mediocre. I've never really felt like I had, well, almost no talent, you know, and I'm afraid to check to see what my IQ is, but I just know one thing. If I find out what God wants me to do and work really hard, I'll get it done. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to have a high IQ. You just need to find something that God wants you to do. He'll help you do it, and you'll turn out looking smart. You see, God has designed us to fly with eagles, not be mediocre. They say advanced classes is racist. They evidently believe black people are not smart. Some of the smartest people I know are black people, and they can do the advanced classes a whole lot better than me. So what's going on here? It's not about race. It's about forcing equity on everyone. The American dream allows us to max out our God-given talents without the government taking away what we make. Communism is based on equity. Taking everything away from people and spreading it around to people who won't work. Everyone is to have the same thing no matter how hard they work and how much they sacrifice. That's one reason communism has never been able to work and never will be able to work, because people are not motivated to work unless they can accomplish something. The owner of the talents returned to hold the people accountable. The one who had five now has 10. The one who has had two now has 4. The one who has one now has 1. And something's wrong with that in the eyes of God. What are you doing with the talent you have? What are you doing with the ability you have? What are you doing with the money you have? What am I doing with it? I've learned if I invest my money in God's work, I'll have a good income. And rather than investing my money in a lot of corporations, I invest in God's work. And God has a way of taking care of me. I don't have time to stop and preach that sermon. But when we put God's stuff first, He takes care of us. The owner said to the one who had 10 talents and to the one who had 2, the one who had 5, now 10, the one who had 2, now has 4. In verse 21, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." He said that to both of them. "You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things." You see, God rewards hard work. Those who are faithful and doing what God has given them to do, they can expect God to bless them and multiply them. It doesn't matter what their skin color is. It doesn't mean what their creed or code is. If you're obeying God and serving God, God has a way of exalting you and putting you on top. I came from the very bottom of the bottom, you know, uncle in prison, my dad tried for attempted murder, my uncles and cousins landing around the ditch drunk, but I made up my mind I was going to serve God, and whatever he called me to do, I was going to do it. Amen. And of all things, he called me to be a preacher. That's the last thing in the world I wanted to do, but when I'd obey and started doing it, God's blessed me. Amen. And he'll bless you. But you need to pray and find out what God has designed you to do. I believe everybody's gifted to design for something. You may look at yourself, "Well, I don't have any talent, I don't have any ability, I can never make it in life." That is really making God out to be a liar. Because God says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future." Are you going to go with what you see, or are you going to go with what God sees? God sees you in your full potential. He designs you. And really, to put yourself down and make fun of yourself really is to show disrespect for God's creation. God created me. And you know what? It doesn't matter if I like this or like that. God created me, and I need to use what I got the best I can. Verse 25, "I was afraid," it says here, this guy that had the one talent. Verse 24, then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, verse 25, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. I didn't steal it. Here it is. And he said, that's not good enough. That belonged to me. I expected you to use it. The very least you could have done is put it in the bank and draw a little interest. Are y'all getting this? Amen. This is serious stuff. We need to teach this to our children. We need to teach this. Every one of us need to teach this parable to our children and grandchildren. They need to know how to be successful in life. You do not become successful in life by being mediocre. You may start at the bottom, and most of us did, and we'll start at the bottom, but I'm not content staying on the bottom. How about you? Verse 26, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. So evidently something worse than being a thief. And that's not using what you have. Or at least it's bad. Laziness is a reason for inequity. A lot of people doesn't have very much because they're lazy. They won't work. The owner said to him, the least you could have done was put it in a bank so I could receive interest. You see, God holds all men responsible for using what they have. You're not free just to do anything you want to do. You need to find, especially as a born-again Christian, you and me both, we got to find out what God wants us to do and do it. You say, well, you know what you're supposed to do, a preacher. Yeah, but there's many, many things that God has wanted this preacher to do, and I've had to pray through until I knew what it was and then do it. And, you know, God spoke to me about raising this money to fix up this church. God, I'm a preacher, I know that, but I didn't know I was supposed to raise $40,000 or help raise $40,000 a year to fix this thing up. And then God told me, when you're serving God, he'll tell you things to do, and then he'll help you do it. I mean, I am totally surprised and shocked. I had trouble even believing we could raise $16,000, let alone $500,000. What's God called you to do? Don't put limits on yourself. Just do it. Amen. Now, look, this is a good sermon. And you need to be good at saying amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. You see, we cannot blame our problems on anyone else, not even the boss. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what you have, but I have God privilege. Amen. All this white privilege stuff, I don't need it. I got God privilege. Being poor white trash, I had to have God privilege. And God has blessed me coming and going, and he has no respecter of persons. He will bless you if you will hear his voice and do what he says. And don't get discouraged when everything doesn't work the way you think it should. God's way to success is hard work and faithfulness under his wisdom and direction and blessing. Verse 28, so take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. You see, this parable is relevant today as much as any parable or any word the Lord gave. The secular humanists and Marxists would call this income inequity, but this is the Christian work ethic. God rewards hard work. Doesn't matter if you like it or don't like it. This is the way it works. Communism cannot work because they do not motivate people to work. That's why China started a stock market. People are deceived by that. Ask John Yuchai. He grew up in China. His father worked there. And they weren't citizens. They were workers. Yeah. And he'll tell you, you know, they put on as a facade, but those people own nothing. They don't own their house. They go to school where they're told to go. They live where they're told to live. They work where they're told to work. They have no say over anything. If you want to live like that, move to China. Okay. Verse 29, and you sure won't do any protesting there. Verse 29, for they'll run over you with a tank if you protest there. Remember that years ago? Verse 29, for to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. That's what the boss said. God adds to the one who works hard and successful. God is a capitalist, not a Marxist. And by the way, what is capitalism? Oh, capitalism is so evil. You know what capitalism is? Just freedom. That's all it is. Freedom to go to school where you want to go. Freedom to work where you want to work. Freedom to choose your own career. Freedom to keep the money you make. It's capitalism. Just freedom. That's all it is. God wants people to be free to accomplish their greatest God-given ability and potential. So whatever excuse you have, get rid of it. You're serving God. God knows no barriers. The devil told me I could never make it because just where I come from, people looked down on me and made fun of me. And many of you had the same thing. But I'm going to tell you right now, I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm not going to be a victim. And that's where this country is right now, making excuses for criminals. Oh, they're victims. Listen, if you're a criminal, you got to do the time. Amen. It doesn't matter what your excuse is. I mean, my daddy cussed me every day of my life, told me I was a worthless nobody. And my grace dropped to these. I could be sitting somewhere claiming to be a victim myself, but I decided I got God on my side and I'm going to go as high as I can go. Is this halfway good? And I really want to motivate you and your children. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. One of the best things I ever heard was from my first grade teacher, Miss Perry. And she said, Barry, I want you to do this. I said, I can't. She said, look, boy, don't you ever say can't. Say can't do anything. Never say can't. Say you can, and you can. You know, I'm nearly 100 years old. That's still echoing in my head. Yay. I can. Say I can. Say I can. Say I can. Do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's Bible. Amen. I don't know who needs this today, but a lot of people get discouraged. And you can't get discouraged. God's on your side. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. He's got a plan for every one. Well, I come from the very bottom. God doesn't have a plan for me. He does. Well, I'm too old. No, you're not. Moses was 80 years old before he even got called to preach. Amen. He's out taking care of sheep. God said, I need you to go down and preach to Pharaoh. He said, I can't even talk plain. The Bible says he was eloquent and trained in all of Egyptian wisdom and knowledge. And so he was just making it up. He could talk. He talked pretty good when he got mad at the people and hit that rock. In communist China, one does not have a choice. A Marxist dictator forces equity on everyone, freedom to do what you want to do is gone forever. Communism forces equity on everyone. They decide your education and work and career. And the more we go in this direction of equity, the more we're going in the direction of communism. You need to wake up. This is, you know, everything's not perfect about America, but it's the only country you got. Yeah. Amen. So we need to get in here and make the most of it and fix the things that are wrong. But hard work is not one of the things that's wrong. Hard work is the Christian work ethic. Matthew 25, verse 30, and cast the unprofitable servant, the lazy servant, into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You don't have to like that, but I didn't say it. Jesus said. The secular humanists and Marxists hate this. They want to take the wealth of hardworking people and give it to the unprofitable and lazy servant. They see wealthy people as not as hardworking, deserving people, but as evil, oppressive people who do not deserve what they have worked for. And that applies to everybody. The Marxists say, you did not do this. Your workers did, but the workers could not have done it without the skill and wisdom and investment of the owners. We have some great men and women in this church, a great businessmen and women. They're doing fantastic. They're working hard. They're praying. God's giving them wisdom and direction. And you're going to see some multimillionaires and billionaires come out of this church if they stay faithful to God. And that's exactly what God wants. But then they're going to be responsible to God with what they do with it. That's the way it works. God's the boss. And if he tells you to help somebody, you better help them or your income might start dropping. We are to help needy people. If God did want to bless needy people, why would he tell us to give to them? It's not God's will for anybody to be in poverty. If it was, it'd be a sin for me to help them. Amen. Do you think it's a sin for us to hand out food out here and people drive in and we hand them a box of food because they're needy people? No, that's the will of God. God wants to bless those people and he wants to use us to do it. And I don't care who you are. If you don't have money, you can't help people. In America, if a worker wants to move up to owner, he has the opportunity to do so. We got a couple young people. We got young people in this church. They're going to own where they work, and if that's what God's will is, they stay faithful because they're already at the top. I don't start naming them because I don't embarrass anybody, but I've been watching some of these young people. Get out of their way, buddy. Amen. In America, you can do it, and we better keep it that way. Because it's the will of God for us to have freedom to serve him and to work. In America, workers are not oppressed. They have opportunities like no one else in the whole wide world. A person can work their way up and own the company. You don't like the boss, buy the company and fire it. It happens. The Bible tells us that we all have different God-given gifts or abilities. Some of these abilities pay more than others because they require more training and skill. There's nothing wrong with someone making more than the other if they've worked to get there. The executive may be paid more because he is providing a lot of jobs for others and he has more stress. The guy installing my air conditioner is paid more than the guy mowing my yard because it takes more skill and training to install the air conditioner. That's capitalism. It's America. It's the way it's supposed to be. People object to that. No, that's the way it's been in this country from the beginning, and we've done great until right now. People who work hard and earn a skill deserve to be paid more. This is why we have income inequality. In America, we have the freedom to study, to work hard, and move up the ladder if we want to. But some people just like what they're doing. Some just want to work a job and play golf and go bowling. And there's nothing wrong with that. My father-in-law was exactly that way. He had a good job. He worked for IT school, and he was a teacher for a while, and he basically managed the company. But that's all he cared about. He didn't care about having a big bank account, making a lot of money. He just loved doing his work, and then to relax and rest, he was in a bowling league, and he'd go bowling on the weekends. He'd play golf, and that was his life. He loved every minute of it. Thank God you can do that in America. And he had a brother just exactly opposite. He started his company and became a multimillionaire. His own brother, a multimillionaire, and he was totally content just to work at that school. Y'all get what God is trying to tell us here today? Yeah. I mean, find out what God wants you to do and do it. And you need to have some relaxation. My relaxation is work. If I have a day off, I find something to do. In America, we have the freedom to study, work hard, and move up the ladder. But some people are happy to just stay right where they are. And Lord bless them where they are. Training, college, and hard work make a difference. Some had rather use drugs, abuse alcohol, and party, party, party. Therefore, they live on the street. That's their choice. I've tried to help those people, and I find it futile. Many of them like exactly what they're doing. In America, we are allowed to decide our own career and income. Freedom to do what we want is called capitalism, or freedom, as I already said. Freedom to excel, freedom to produce, freedom to create, freedom to give. And God's holding us responsible. If we have one talent and never use it, we're going to stand before God on Judgment Day and give an account for why we didn't use that talent. Now, I've worked hard and tried to always obey God, but I'm checking up on myself to be sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. See, this is God's plan. The way the government is producing equity today is by taxing the hardworking people and giving it to the lazy, unprofitable servants. Well, that's backwards. You're not supposed to do that. Do everything you can to take everything you... They're even talking now about taxing your wealth. I mean, if you laid up quite a bit of money for retirement, they're talking about taxing that and taking it away from you, at least a good part of it. That's totally contrary to Scripture, and I'm not getting into politics or anything. I'm just telling you what the will of God is for you. And sometimes you got to stand up for what your rights are. Amen. I'm a preacher. People say, you don't need to go to school. You're called of God. All you got to do is preach. Well, I listened to a lot of these preachers, and they were preaching all right, but mostly hot air. And I said, if I'm going to be a preacher, I want to do the best I can. So I went to college. My daddy said, I'm not going to help you. I got 8 kids. So I'm not going to help you. I said, well, that's okay. I'm glad. Me and God. That's all I need. I worked my way through 4 years of college. Then I felt like I needed more education, so I went to seminary. Worked my way through 3 years of seminary, 7 years, and worked my way all the way through. And then, a few years ago, before I got old enough to retire, I went back to school, worked 3 years getting a doctorate. And you know what? That didn't increase my pay one penny. People not even impressed. Most of them people just call me, hey, you. And I don't like being called doctor. I don't want nobody calling me that. Well, none of you. There's some smart alecks that I like to call me doctor. So 10 years of education for what? I just want to be the best I can. And I know what some of you are thinking, well, you need to go back for another 3 years. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Preachers need to start preaching this. People, we've had people come in here and they just want to live off the church. They want us to take your tithe money and give it to them. Is that what you want? Now, we help people if we can prove they need it. Especially anybody in this church, if you need something, you better let us know. Now, we're not going to be able to pay your house off or anything like that, but we can make sure you don't get the lights turned off. Amen. And so we want to help. This one guy, he kept coming, and I mean, he just got mean. He said, well, you're supposed to help me. And people say, well, it says bear one another's burdens. Listen to what that says, bear one another's burdens. I'm supposed to help you bear your burden, but you also are supposed to help me bear mine. I'm not supposed to spend all my time just carrying your burden. And so this one guy, I was over here in the gym, he came in, and he wanted money. I said, I'm not giving you money until you get a job and go to work. That's what the Bible says. Oh, he got so mad, he was cussing mad and yelling. And I said, well, I'm not giving you anything. And so he finally left. And later he got in trouble and went to prison. I mean, he could have shot me right there right there in the gym. But I wasn't going to give him any money until he got a job. He's a healthy guy. He could got a job. For we hear, verse 11, for we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Verse 12, but all the busybodies, please raise your hand. I want to know who you are. No, I'm kidding. We don't have any of those around here. 12, now those who are such we command and exhort. People do not work. Now, able-bodied, being able to work now. Now, those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. Some people are not physically able to work, and we're supposed to do everything we can to help them. Some people have family situations where they really need help. Can you say amen? And we're to get in there and help them. But I'm talking about that guy that has one talent, won't work, won't use it, won't do anything. This is, we command them to go to work. You don't have to like it, that's what he says. You don't have to be a Christian, you don't have to go to heaven. But if you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be required to live by the Bible. Amen. 1 Timothy 5:8, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Even infidels provide for their family. But we are to help those, as I said, who are honestly in need. They're willing to work, do everything they can. We need to help them. If we don't, I think God is not going to bless us. That's a requirement for being blessed. Proverbs 28, verse 27, he who gives to the poor will lack nothing. Say that with me. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing. Say it again. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing. God promises to bless those who help people in trouble. It is not the government's responsibility to feed people. It's our responsibility. That's why it says, when you give to the needy, that's the first one of those three. When you give to the needy, your Heavenly Father will reward you. When you pray, your Heavenly Father will reward you. When you fast, your Heavenly Father will reward you. The first one, when you give to the needy. So we need to do everything we can to work hard so that we'll have money to take care of our family and give to needy people and to needy preachers and to needy churches that need lights. Can you say amen? It is God's plan for every man to be blessed by working hard and providing for himself and his family. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Never doubt that. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. It is God's will that we all be free so that we can pursue our own dreams. Let's just believe God will always keep this nation free, and so that our children and grandchildren will have the opportunity to pursue their dreams and use their talents the way we have. Let's all stand.